Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature live performances from some of your favorite Motown artists this half hour. Well, we're spinning the clock ahead from 1962 to 1969 in one of the last live performances from the Detroit-based Motown Records. Well, coming up during this half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, Bobby Taylor, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Blinky, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up, The Temptations. Well, the Motown press release from The Temptations recorded the following information. Quote, "When The Temptations sing, their separate voices weave in and out of one another like a musical tapestry. They totally involve one's senses of sight and sound, and when they finish, one is numbed with the awe-inspiring performances of these five polished professionals. They have the co-coordinated grace that most ballet corps think about, and they sing with a harmony which has its roots in the old gospel songs but has a special dash of the contemporary. The Temptations have enjoyed an edge over most ensembles in that any member of this group can take the lead and give any tune a heartwarming, soul-stirring extraction, all the while working out their intricate choreography. Every bone and muscle in each man's body seems to be electrically attuned to the movements and reactions of the other." Well, here is that great group of Temptations with Cloud Nine, right here on Motown.
He disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Then pressed it down on it, I took the time back. Doing fine up here on Cloud Nine. Listen, first one time I'm doing fine up here on Cloud Nine. Bust down this helmet, say give it time a chance, on don't let life pass by. Cause the wild reality in a rat race, my whole is so at the back. It's a dog eat dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
I ain't even say no more. What sweet's at night?
Oh, Cloud Man,
let me tell you about Cloud Man.
Cloud Man,
you can be what you wanna be.
Cloud Man,
you ain't got no responsibility.
Cloud Man.
Miles from reality.
Reality. I wanna say up, 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 up,
up,
up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up,
does your mama know about me? Does she know just why? Will she turn her back? What about your dad? Did you think of what he'll say? He'd be understanding. Or does he think the usual way? Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before. What about your friends? Do you care what people say? Will you accept the burden I know will surely come your way? Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before, and I don't like to get things straight before I'm not.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song. On Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
We'd like to do for you our most recent soul recording, and we hope that you will enjoy our rendition of Sunshine, blue skies. Please go away, my love. Gone away with him, with my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Let it rain. People that hurt, I feel inside. Words can never explain. I wish it would rain.
a live Motown memory from Gladys Knight and the Pips. That was the Temptations hit song called I Wish It Would Rain. Before that, Bobby Taylor, a Bobby Taylor in the Vancouver's fame, had a great song with Does Your Mama Know About Me? And we started with the Temptations with Cloud Nine. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature one of the last Motown reviews ever done live from 1969. Well, coming up, a number two song from Gladys Knight and the Pips, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Well, the promotional material released at the time for Gladys Knight and the Pips recorded the following information. Though Gladys Knight and the Pips had been performing for many years, the turning point in their careers is as a result of their signing with Motown Record Corporation in 1966. Since that time, this family group, Gladys, her brother Merrill, William Guest, and Eric Patton, who's Gladys's cousin, has been riding high on the record charts. Success was surely theirs with their first release of a song called Everyone Needs Love and their follow-up, a song coming up I Heard Through the Grapevine. They firmly established themselves as top artists in today's pop field. While all from Atlanta, Georgia, Gladys Knight and the Pips have been singing most of their lives and now, as a polished vocal group, are well-deserving of their excellent bookings and outstanding theaters, concert halls, and nightclubs throughout the country. Their ability to handle all types of music, from rhythm and blues and pop to standards, is readily evident in their first album entitled Everyone Needs Love. Well, here are Gladys Knight and the Pips, right here on Motown Memories.
Ah, makes you wondering how I do. Baby, 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 like a band to make me blue. Ooh, ooh. With some other girl you knew before. Between the two of us, girls, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise, I must say.
Everybody can sing, I believe. I want you to do one more thing for me. I want you to repeat after me. Here we go.
Live Motown memory from Blinky. That was I Can't Turn You Loose. And we started with I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Glass Night and the Pips, number two song from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we continue to feature songs recorded live from the Motown Review in August of 1969. Well, coming up, Stevie Wonder. Well, the promotional material from Stevie Wonder at the time described him from playing harmonica on a street corner to center stage at the Olympic Music Hall in Paris, France. It's a long jump for any performer, but when that performer is only 13 years old, from a poverty-stricken, broken home, and blind from birth, the story takes on all the aspects of a Horatio Alger tale. It is the fine, true story of Stevie Wonder, the prophet of soul. Well, his album, The 12-Year-Old Genius, on the Motown label, reached the number one position in the nation's top 10, and his single recording of Fingertips was number one simultaneously with his album and sold more than a million copies in 1962. Well, Stevie was nominated for two awards in 1966 for the Best Rhythm and Blues Record, Uptight, and for the best rhythm and blues solo vocal performer. Well, here he is from 1969 for Once in My Life, right here on Motown Memories.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone born like you, who would make my dreams come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have someone I know won't desert me. Still nothing alone anymore. For once, I can say that this mind can't take it. No, girl, I know I have life, I can make it. For once, I die, I have someone who needs me.
That's Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
If you love her, if you
Much later. Bye.
live Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, Uptight, Everything's Alright. Before that, Shooby Dooby Doobarday, and we started with For Once in My Life. Well, Stevie Wonder's live recordings bring this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This half hour, we've heard from some of your favorite Motown artists recorded from 1969, and the last half hour recorded from 1962. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find links to information about some of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.